Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're doing well. Today's episode is Youth Day, as you can see. And being someone who turned 30 this year, I find it very interesting to be making this episode just because I don't feel like a youth. I feel there's a cap on the age where you can be considered a youth, but I also don't feel completely like a grown-up. And the song of the week will make sense once we get there. But that is kind of like the whole message. I feel like I'm in this weird age space where I'm not fully a grown-up. Yeah, I'm an adult, but I don't feel like a grown-up. And that distinction, I think, is something we need to really make clear. Being an adult is something that's defined by an age. After 18, legally, you are an adult. That is facts. Being a grown-up is a whole other kettle of fish. Are you self-sufficient? Are you earning your own money? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing things for yourself, by yourself, with yourself? All those kinds of things are grown-up things, and I think people mistake that sometimes because, yeah, I'm an adult, but I'm not fully a grown-up. And that is okay as long as I'm not being a nuisance to other people either. Because that is the natural progression of life. You know, you're a baby, you're an infant, you need to be taken care of, you need to be cleaned, you need to be fed. Everything needs to be done for you. And as you grow up, you learn all these things for yourself. You learn to clean up after yourself, you learn to take care of yourself, you learn how to cook and feed yourself. And all these small things. And I've always been one to say this. I'm very proud of my sister for doing all that she has for herself, by herself. I know the world has changed, and I would not, for the life of me, looking back, I would not have been able to do the same things she has done. I would not have survived. I don't know how she did it, but she managed to live by herself basically for a year. Or at least a shared apartment. And that is a big step. I do it in a heartbeat. Like, if you were like, do you want to move out tomorrow? I'm like, I have my bag off back. What? Where? Yes. Give me the GPS. But I think back then, I would have lost my mind. Because I didn't know how to do half the things. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know how to do 3/4 of the things then that I know now. And that's because you live and you learn. Budget wise, I would have been fine. Every other aspect, I would not. Because I think this is just a product of my upbringing. I was younger than everyone in my grade. And when that high school change came over, that felt significantly bigger in terms of that gap. But when I got to university, that feeling hit me like a brick to the face. Because I was not even allowed in the campus bar when we were doing the tour because I was not yet 18 when I was doing orientation for university. I was a full-fledged student, but I wasn't allowed in a part of the university, which, okay, cool, I understand, but still, like, you couldn't let it just slide. Anyway, not gonna go off on a tangent. I didn't grasp that significance, and I wasn't yet emotionally strong enough to have a conversation and say, look, I think I need a gap year, because that was not an option. A lot of households don't have that option for their children, and I was not given that. So I wasn't able to do that for myself, and I think I definitely need to take a break. Not from this podcast, but I just think in life, there hasn't really been a time where I've just had time off. Thinking back,
I don't remember taking time off for any reason, whether it was school. I didn't really do sick days. I don't think I ever did sick days, as far as I can remember. I'm sure I did, but I don't think it was significant in any way, because it's, oh, you're sick, you go home, you come back, you're back at school. And then with university, it's, you know, you do university until you graduate, and then after you graduate, you look for work and you start working. And that's what I did. And I remember when I handed in my resignation for the job that I had. My resignation was 2 weeks, and I worked out my notice, and I finished on a Friday, and by the Monday I started a new job. I had a weekend in between ending a 9-month job and starting one that would span 3 years. And that, as I sit and realize this as I'm saying the words, is crazy. Because having just a week to yourself would have done me the world of good. When I ended the job that I had and started this new one, I had been hunting for the job continually, and I went for the interview in the middle of a week. I think I went for the interview on a Wednesday. I got the job and they wanted me to start the Thursday, and I said no. I'm just like, it will be pointless for me to start the job this quick, because all the training will go in my ear and out the other, and it was far to drive. So I'll just start in fresh on Monday and we'll go from there. And they agreed. So I had about 4 days to myself before starting another job. And that still seems like too little time to me, because I think we need time to deal with what we are going through, and life doesn't generally allow for that to happen. But I think it's something we as a society and as people need to start embracing. And now that I think about it, I think I'm definitely going to do that. With whatever job I take next, I have to kind of work out my notice, obviously, but I definitely think I want to take some time in between jobs just to kind of take a break. Because I've been working for literal years, and that seems insane. Like, you just work and you work and you work and you never take a break. And I don't. Even when I was house sitting for my cousin, I didn't take a break. I was still working for those few days. Or if it was a working week, I would work the Friday and then house sit for the rest of the weekend. And that is hard. So yeah, you live and you learn. And I'm learning I need to take more breaks. I definitely think that is something I need to do. And I found this website called WikiDeals. They've got a lot of amazing weekends away. So I think I definitely need to start saving up and doing those things for myself and spoiling myself in that way, because honestly, life is too short to not enjoy it. And this is where what I spoke about in last week's episode, quality of life and your life vision, comes into play. Because you definitely need to understand your quality of life is not just the material things you own. There is a cap on how good your life will be because of the material stuff you possess. And by this, I mean investing in good quality things. For example, a good bed, because you sleep on it, is important. Investing in proper shoes, because you walk in that. If your feet aren't on a good support, it affects your legs, your back, your chest, your shoulders, your head. Everything becomes out of alignment if you aren't eating properly and investing in good food. You won't nourish your body, which is the vehicle that is driving you through life. Like, those are important things you need to do, and you need to spend money on those to improve your quality of life, but there is a cap on that. There isn't a cap on how much you can enjoy a weekend away, because you'll always have those memories and those feelings that you can conjure up and be like, oh, that was such a good weekend. You know, I love this about that. I love that about that. You'll learn more about these things as you go through life, and you'll learn what you like and what will increase the quality of your life the more you do those kinds of things. And if you don't do them, you will never know. So I think exploring what would make you happy is the best thing, because that is kind of what being youthful is about. You know, going back to the beginning where everything is new and curious and interesting, and you soak up knowledge like a sponge, and anything and everything is possible. Nothing seems to not be possible as far as you're concerned when you're young. You know, you say, I'm just gonna reach up and catch a star. Cool, do that. You go for that. No one is gonna be like, yeah, but it's impossible. No, impossible doesn't exist. So I think we definitely need to look at life from a youthful perspective and maybe retreat back into ourselves a little and find that curious child that you were and bring that curiosity to the forefront. I think I've hopefully tied everything together in a full circle bow, and I'm gonna end the episode off there. I hope you have a wonderful youth day. I know it's coming up. I'm sounding a bit melancholy because I have a memorial to attend on youth day, which I don't know how I feel about. I'm still processing. It's for the funeral that I attended. So the funeral was last year, the memorial's coming up. And I'm just very iffy on what's happening. Because, as you know, last minute arrangements are kind of a thing with us. So we'll see what's happening. But I definitely love flying, and I'm going to take full advantage of the business lounge coming back. I hopefully can get in on the business lounge Cape Town side. And if I do, I will record the crap out of it because I love their stuff. So yeah, we'll see what happens. But that's it for me. The song of this week, which is something I was very excited to mention this week, is Britney Spears' song, Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, which is, I think, the embodiment of this entire episode, because she's not a girl, she's not yet a woman. There's always these vague goalposts that keep shifting. And I think with the whole conservatorship coming to light, it's definitely made me re-listen to some of these songs with a more critical ear, especially this song, because it's what defined her in terms of being an iconic artist and lyricist, because there are a lot of things that she says that you are just like, oh my word. So yeah, that is definitely the song this week, and I will see you in next week's episode. As per usual, keep being a better being and have a good day. Love you. Bye.